OVQ.
OVQ, by golly, that, let me turn this radio down. Is that Stacy?
That's me. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Stacy. A lot of pain tonight, but that's nothing unusual. Oh, falling apart, but it's a beautiful day, 61 degrees out here this evening. We just delivered some apple strudel that Bernice made down to the daughter and watched a little bit of football with him, and now down here by the GSP International Airport, headed back to the QTH. How say you?
Well, I rode over to Helen, Georgia today and ate dinner and walked around over there. 70 degrees, very nice. It's awful strange for this time of year, over.
We had 33-mile-an-hour winds last night, Stacy. Well, you got a booming signal and very uncharacteristic. And I just wonder if you're in the area now.
Still in Anderson. I'm still at the same place now. Be 4 years, February. The other place, I'd been there for a long time. And I finally moved, but what have they been doing to the repeater, Tom? I've noticed some difference, and of course, the other day I tried it, and it acted like it didn't want to hang in, and I didn't know what was going on over.
Well, still real, real short, and they've been doing research and development here, you might say, and I think they lengthen it back out just a little bit because they asked for opinions from everyone when they were talking, and W4DJW and Johnny and several of the guys, they've tuned it up quite a lot, and I think they're going to get the cans redone on it. That's some tuning cans. But, yeah, there's been some changes, and they said the receive on it was better, if I'm not mistaken. But you'd really have to ask one of those guys. But your signal is just as clean as a whistle tonight, Stacy.
Hey, of course I am, since I talked to you last. I'm on a dipper, 2-meter antenna, and it's up a good bit higher than the one I used to be on. So that could have somewhat of a difference, too. The one I'm on now, they sell them at all the ham fests, and I said for years, I said, I'm going to get me one of those, and I finally got one, and I can hit the Mount Mitchell repeater with it with no problem. So I'm well happy with it. I think that thing was $35, I think, and I don't know the name of it. It's 440 and 2-meter. I know you've seen them 1,000 times, probably from the same guy at Shelby, but I can't think of the name of it, over.
There's a variation there. I'd be far-reaching. A lot of the old-timers had Ringo Rangers, and then there's the Diamond. I got Diamonds, I think, up there now at home for my base station, and one for the one in the basement and one out on the carport for the one upstairs. And they look like a white stick, about 4 foot high and 3/4 of an inch in diameter. And they just do a bang-up job, but I'm not in a bad place, so I'm fortunate in that respect, Stacy. This is N0TR Mobile.
Thank you. Well, you're full quite on me, and my needle can't go any farther on my graft, or which one you want to call it. I mean, you got it. I think that's a 9 that it reads. But to a full scale, I'll put it that way. This thing here is, it's got the long element, and you can get it in one piece or you can unscrew it. And then it's got the one smaller and then one little taller. The little small one is maybe in the middle or on the end. It's not very big, but it sure works good for me. Over.
that's the repeater doing a good job. Up there, not me. I think the guys have really done a bang-up job on it, and we got a lot of good reports. I talked to a guy north of Asheville the other day. I can't remember the town, one of them little burgs down here in South Carolina, and he was on 5 watts on a handy talkie station, and I'd never heard that place up there before. And several other ones come in that day, right after they done the work. And like I said, though, I think they lengthened that squelch tail out. It was practically nothing, you know. And I think they just about got her down, tuned up right now.
Well, I haven't been on a lot. I've just been cutting it on the last few days here in the house. I got one in the car, but I hardly ever turn it up. I drive so short to every place I go within 10 minutes, and I really don't have time to even fool with a mobile in the car. I mean, I'm getting out. By the time I get somebody, I got to get right back out. So I normally don't fool with it. I just knew there was something going on. I'm like, doggone, I can't even hold a repeater or whatever. And I caught bits and pieces, and it sounded like it was ID'ing different. Or they've added something to the ID, and I wasn't sure on that. I thought maybe we was getting some kind of skip coming in on it, Oak.
No, they ID it with the call sign. I'm blank right at the moment. W4NYK, I think. And then they'll put a stroke, which is dotted to dotted, and then they'll do, they was doing 6-1, which made it sound a lot different, because that would be da did it, and well, it'd be da did it, and then da 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 da, and for 6-1, and but they went back to the da did it, da did it, da did, which is slant bar and the letter R for repeater, which is pretty standard around the country.
Did catch the 6-1, and I thought maybe, I said, well, they've added that on. That was, I don't know, a couple, 3 days ago, I thought I heard it do the 6-1, which I didn't think used to do it, so. But anyway, not a big deal. I go show you, I don't get on enough to know what's going on, and I probably should. Over.
Don't be a stranger. I haven't heard Bob too much. He's been working. I heard Rusty the other day. He's been in Florida at his sister's for several weeks, I think. He got back. And then I talked to Kevin quite a lot lately. And I can't remember his call right at the moment. He's a new ham. A real nice fella. Steve, he's a new one, and a nice fella, and, I've talked to Phil, NGU, and, guys, quite a few of them lately, and there's a new guy on there, he's a retired Air Force fella, I really enjoyed talking to the other day. Mostly I talk when I'm mobile. I don't talk too much when I'm at home. A lot of times if I'm on the mobile and I pull in the driveway, I just shut the engine off and sit there and talk to the guys. And I know I did that with Kevin the other day. He works for Overhead Door Company, and he's on there quite a bit. And I enjoy it. I haven't been doing much HF lately. I got on and worked a few in a contest the other day just for the heck of it. And then I worked one guy last night or night before in England, Mike Zero Uniform, November, just for the fun of it. But there's just not been any HF to speak of with the sunspots down station.
I stay on HF most of the time, but I do a lot of digital. I do a lot of FT8 and a lot of FT4, and well, I'm not doing that. I'm monitoring mostly on 80 and 40 or, you know, if 20 and some of them, then I might do a little phone, but I mainly monitor. And I bought the ICOM 7300 and I hooked the SDR radio to it, and I'm running SDR console, pan adapter, and RSDR Uno, either one. I bought me a 32-inch monitor, and so I do a lot of playing over.
Sounds great. You really got a good setup there. Well, the HF and the CW is all I do, and I used to do a little RIDI. I haven't done that in quite a while, but that other stuff, station, that's not ham radio. That FT8 and that FT4 and all of that junk to us old timers, that ain't ham radio. By the rules, it is. And unfortunately, I don't make the rules, but no, I don't do any of that stuff. But I love CW, and I've just been negligent doing that. And Bill, he worked that contest the other day, and I was talking to him today on the phone. I think he, N4IQ, I think he 600, 700, 800 contacts. That's what I should do, and I just haven't been doing it.
Ham radio is not even like it was when I started in 85. I mean, you know, like you say, FT8 and all that, but if I don't do that, I ain't got nothing to do. I mean, you know, it's just digital, and which I don't have a problem with it, you know. And like you say, they made the rules, I didn't, and they accept it, and LOTW accepts it, and all that, so I play with it. But when I first started, I stayed on 80 meters on 3927 religiously. Of course, all them boys from then, when I first started, and we used to have a ball on there, but all of them has passed away. I don't know any of them on there now. I mean, I listen to them, but I don't know none of them, never met them. I hear two or three pretty regular that's on there, but it's not like what it used to be, so I just roll with the flow,
over. Yeah, when I tell you something about us, we're getting to be old fathers against radical teenagers. And you can take the spelling of that and figure out what kind of an old person we are. Well, in defense of the digital modes, there's been nothing else on. I don't blame people for going to that because the very low signals that are required for it, that's the only thing that's been worth a hoot lately. You look at QRZ or one of the Summit or anything like that, and that's all you see is FT8 contacts, but that's all there is out there, and that's due to the sunspots. We're supposedly starting on the uphill run of that 11-year cycle now, Stacy, so that should improve. And I've been checking out my antennas and stuff and trying to get ready for it. I just happened to go on there the night before last, and that guy was on the frequency that I usually leave my radio on 40 meters. And so what the heck, I might as well work him, and nobody else was. And so I enjoyed that. We had a short chat. And, but, yeah, in defense of the digital, that's all there's been lately.
Thank you. Well, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube about ham radio, blah, 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 and a lot of certain guys that I watch, you know, just every time they put out one, and they begin to make jokes, you know, the bands are dead. I'm telling you, you make contacts all day long if you get on there and call or holler. It can be quiet all week, and you say, ain't nobody on, or the conditions are not in. Let a contest start up at 8 o'clock, and boom. There it is, and it'll go that way, and it cuts off like a water spigot and say, well, the bands are dead again. Nobody's getting on, and if everybody sits back and does that, they won't be no ham radio, over.
Well, that's true, but talking to North and South America or even Antarctica or North Pole. There's nothing to that. But what I'm talking about is DX when you're trying to work stations in Mongolia and China or Japan or the Mideast and things like that. They're just not there right now, and I don't think they are even during the contest because there is no propagation on the DX. But as far as the amateur bands and getting on there and talking North, South America on 40 or 80 or even 20 at times, it's there. And if you enjoy that, that's the thing to do. Go on there and call CQ, by golly. I talked to a guy that way here a few months ago. He was calling CQ, and I heard him, and so I just went on there, and it was on sideband, and I don't do a lot of that.
What you mean? Well, the other night, ten, I heard somebody. I don't know. I seen it somewhere or another. It said 10 meters was opening. I come here and checked, and it was. I didn't check phone. I went straight to FT8 and FT4, and 10 meters wide open in just a matter of an hour or so. I done made 50 contacts on 10 meters, and I'm like, doggone, where did that come from? But and I hadn't heard them since. That was one evening in the past 4 or 5 days, and I hadn't heard it open again. Okay.
Terribly unusual for those frequencies up in there around 28 megacycles or so. But there has been zero propagation up there as far as CW or voice lately. However, I got a phone call coming in. I got to take it. It's from the Med Center. See you later, station in 0TR.
4 OEQ.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Well, I hated to cut you off, but it was one of those ones that confirming your doctor's appointment, and you got to press 1 in order to confirm it. And I don't mess with the phone while I'm driving, and I had no choice. Well, we've arrived at home, Stacy, and God, it's been nice talking to you. Really enjoyed it. Pleasure's all mine, buddy. And don't be a stranger on here, and we'll catch you down the line. N4OVQ, this is N0TR73 station.
Likewise, good to hear you. And like I say, I've been running it every day for the last 3 or 4 days. And so I'll be listening out. Have a good evening. Tell Bernice I say hello. Y'all have a good one. And 0TR in 4OVQ.
You guys, you still with that same gal, that diamond gal, and you've been going up to the casinos?
No. That's old. When I had that heart attack, she took off.
Had a heart attack. What'd you do that for?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I had open heart surgery. I had a quadruple bypass. That was April of 2017. And 2 weeks later, she cut a trail. I ain't seen her since, so this is a good thing. I'm with Debbie. I'm with the same one, Tom, that you met at Shelby.
On that occasion only, I can tell you, you probably made the right decision there. I had another friend on the radio here, and when he got cancer, his girlfriend dumped him, and I don't think that's the kind of guy you want to spend the rest of your life with there. It's kind of a sign of character, don't you think, Stace?
Well, I got blinded there for a while, Tom, and kind of got off track. Me and Debbie were sweethearts in junior high school, so we go back 50 years, and, you know, besides that little time off that I messed up, we've been together since 2010, so And I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay where I'm at. And it all worked out the way it was supposed to, I guess. It just, I didn't care for the heart attack, over.
I know the feeling. I got congestive heart failure. I don't know if I'd treat you or not, Stacey, but that's a rough surgery to go through. I'm sorry to hear that happened that way, but I'm sure glad you made it through that. And I just wondered, Bernice and I went up to Cherokee Casino, and I thought about you the other day when we was going up there. And, of course, we left that four-legged fellow with the long ears. We lost him up there, you know. And I think I lost $40, and I don't ask Bernice what she loses, but she had fun. And I was thinking about Stacy and his girlfriend, and because I know she liked to wine and dine at those places. Well, they are enjoyable. You'll have to take this other gal up there and let her play the penny slot machines like Bernice. But I guarantee you won't lose pennies, but you'll have a lot of fun. Take care, Stacy. We're going to pull in the garage now. And, I'm glad you told me that, and I'm glad it come out good. They can do some miracles nowadays. 73, Stacey, N4OVQ, N0TR is clear, and QRT.
We go by Harris about once a month, and don't even think of stopping. Davey's not into anything like that, and don't want to be around no smoke. So, anyway, have a good one, Tom. I'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4OVQ.